one of the questions as we struggle to find solutions for how to feed people is whether there's a reserve of low environmental cost land in the form of Africa's savannas, the wetter savannas that could be farmed. And a number of studies have assumed that this vast area has limited impact on climate change or on wildlife and biodiversity. And what our study found was that actually converting that land would have high costs compared to the potential benefits.
Africa, it houses such a wealth of resources, but when it comes to, for instance, agriculture, it seems food production is always a big issue.
Yeah, the real issue is not whether this land needs to be used in part to help feed Africa, but whether it's being used to help feed the rest of the world or to provide biofuels for the rest of the world. And some people have thought that this is a kind of a low-cost breadbasket for the rest of the world or a place where biofuels can be made. And what we found when we looked at it in detail is that even if you make optimistic assumptions, converting each acre or hectare of this land would actually have very high costs in terms of the carbon released and its impact on the atmosphere or in terms of its biodiversity effects. We also found that even so, Africa's food demand is growing so rapidly and is likely to grow by 2050 to feed a population that will be twice the size. But because of that, to the extent this land has lower environmental costs, if some of it does, it's needed to feed Africans. It really is not available to feed the rest of the world.
So in looking at that aspect of it, then what do African governments need to do to improve this land so they can use it for food production?
The first thing is to recognize that this land as a whole is valuable for the environment and even probably for African agriculture, in that when you convert these lands, it tends to lead to a drying effect. But the real issue is, first, don't use that land to feed the rest of the world or to produce biofuels because it's needed to feed Africans. The second is that because some of it will be needed to feed Africans, there should be efforts to decide precisely which areas have the greatest opportunity for food production with the least environmental cost. So we need to go through kind of scientific planning exercises that help identify that, and then hopefully African governments can use those kinds of enterprises to figure out really where they should focus additional agricultural production.
How do Africa's wetter savannas compare to its forests in terms of economic growth?
The key point that we found is that actually there's a lot of rainfall variability and there's still limitations on how much production is likely to occur, even if we do a really good job. So the first goal has to be to try to hold down the amount of that conversion that's needed to feed Africans. So the first effort should be to try to produce more food on existing cropland, at least if the environment is a concern. And then when new land is cleared, it should be identified as the land with the highest potential benefits relative to the cost. We can't just assume that an acre of land isn't a dense forest, that it's not valuable. They are valuable.
Did your study also show that Africa is not the solution to global demand for staple crops?
Yes, we can say quite definitively it's not the solution for global demand. And that's partially because Africa's demands are likely to grow so much. Africa will probably have to produce three times as much food just to feed Africans by 2050, even if it's going to continue to import a fair amount of crops. The other thing, though, we focused on is that Africa actually is a major agricultural exporter by dollar value. So when it produces cash crops, if everything ranges from cocoa to coffee to flowers, it can do pretty well. But those crops don't need quite as much land. So as an export strategy, it would be wiser to focus on these high-value crops rather than on mass production of staple crops like corn or wheat or soybeans for foreign production. And those should be the areas that are the focus for export agriculture, while larger landscape needs to be reserved to protect the environment or to feed Africans.